10. Social structure and way of payment in Egypt. Egyptian society had a strict, organized class structure. The majority of people consisted of farmers and craftsmen, who were led by the landowning elite of officials and priests. Everyone belonged to a group and worked in a team, usually in huge workshops or storehouses, which were controlled by the king and the temples. The organization of society was based on the master-servant principle. Just as the king was the servant of the gods and was himself the master of his people, so was every Egyptian the master of one and the servant of another. At the top of this social ladder were the high officials, the intellectuals or scribes, and on the lowest rung were those who did the simple but heavy work, such as kitchen staff and farm laborers. The heaviest work was done by prisoners of war and criminals. A working week lasted 9 days and was followed by 1 day of rest. There was no work for almost half of the year, since nobody worked on festival days to honor the gods, and there were a lot of those in Egypt, or other special occasions. Barter, rather than circulated money, was the means of payment. A basket cost so much grain, a stone coffin so many cows, or other goods. Taxes were paid in products and grain, but also in work, such as compulsory work for the king. Economic depressions, often caused by famine, could result in social unrest and even strikes.